he delivered his address to the federal council from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. Okay, bit of a problem with the connection. Address to the Russian Federal Council. Now, all these scumbags, all these sycophants who were in the Federal Council, well, they were well and truly punished because they had to sit through an hour and 45 minute rant from Putin to the mind of Putin. Presumably, even he's enough or imbecilic enough to believe some of the things he said. Almost none of it was new. So it was just a tirade, his take on history, going from sort of medieval Russia, really, saying that Ukraine has always been Russian land. Well, no, it hasn't. Nothing has always been Russian. Nothing has always belonged to any nation. Russia itself didn't really exist till about 1,000 years ago. And, you know, if you're going to go back 1,000 years, all right, give up Siberia. You didn't even have Tatarstan till the late 16th century. Are other countries allowed to take back the land they had 1,000 years ago? Anyway, Russia has recognized Ukraine as a sovereign state. It indubitably is a sovereign state, recognized by every other sovereign state in the world, including Russia, who then recognizes it and doesn't recognize it at the same time. So he blamed his victims. And one of the more telling revelations there was when he said there was terrible Stalinist repression, how bad communism was. Well, thanks a lot, Vladimir Putin. You were a member of the Communist Party, so you were responsible for that from the 70s onwards, when you're in the secret police, arresting, beating up, torturing peaceful dissidents who were simply asserting their rights, rights supposedly even guaranteed to them under the Soviet Constitution. Human rights activists and so on, religious dissidents, you know, ethnic minority activists, those who want to keep their language going. He also said that the Union Republics had no autonomy whatsoever under the sovereign, under the Soviet system. Well, that's one of the few true things that he said. Anyway, that Ukraine didn't exist until the Bolsheviks created it and so forth. How bad. This is a man who used to arrest people for telling the plain truth about Lenin and Stalin, who's against them, but he's for them at the same time. I mean, if they're genocidal, he thinks that's fantastic. If they suggest that Ukraine has got any collective individuality, he thinks that's terrible. But there's no principled criticism of the gross and severe human rights abuses by the communist regime. So he perpetuates the outrageous lie that there's a neo-Nazi government in Ukraine. Anyway, so-called Western civilization thing is not civilized at all. So blaming Western countries for this war that Russia started, this unprovoked war of illegal aggression, saying that people are killed in the Donbass every single day, civilians. Well, that's true, mostly by the Russian forces, but all right, a few by Ukrainian forces. You know, when there's shells and rockets and missiles and bullets flying in all directions, unfortunately, a few civilians are accidentally going to get killed. And I'm not naive enough to think there are no bad people on the Ukrainian side whatsoever. Maybe a few of them have committed murder. But it's certainly proven the Russian forces have committed murder on a huge scale. Not that's excusatory of any war crimes committed on the Ukrainian side, but there would be no war crimes whatsoever if there were no war. And it's entirely Putin and his coterie who've launched this war. So I've read the entire text in English on the Russian presidential website. My Russian's not that good, very, very difficult to get through it. So rather I'm self-indulgent. So suggest that Russia's fighting on. If the war continues, that's up to the Ukrainian government, that they've got to make concessions to him. Remember his lies before he began this war, that this was no threat to anyone, the massive military buildup over a year ago. Then the war began. So what else did he say? This so-called special military operation, that claiming there wasn't a war, lie, that no conscripts were sent to the war, lie, that they didn't want to claim an inch of Ukrainian soil, lie, the supposed denazification country without a Nazi government, or really almost any Nazis, actually, even though Nazism is actually quite strong in Russia. Even Putin's United Russia Party would tick many of the boxes for a fascist party. And so it went on. But one of the few more significant things is he announced that he's withdrawing from that START treaty, the latest nuclear arms control treaty, which was signed when Dmitry Medvedev was the president and Barack Obama was president. So ramping up tensions, you know, when Western countries, or even South Korea, Japan, Australia, if they try to help the Ukrainians defend themselves by shipping them weapons to prevent them, their civilians being victimized, suffering atrocities at the hands of Russia, he calls this escalatory. But every day the war continues as escalatory. His attacks on civilian energy infrastructure, that's escalatory. Going further west is also escalatory. All this his talk about weapons of mass destruction is escalatory. But notably, this time he didn't hint at using weapons of mass destruction. So he recognized that once he's boring people now, they're not scared anymore. He's been the boy who cried wolf too many times and went on about that. So it's everybody's fault except his, you know, or except that of the Russian state. So the rather tired talking points, they're supposedly a fascist regime in Kiev. The Ukrainian people don't really want to be independent or anything like that, that NATO is an existential threat to Russia, in which case, why didn't it take Russia out when Russia was weak in the 1990s? Could have backed the Chechen rebels, anything like that. Could have, you know, helped Georgia, something like that, fighting for their independence against Russia when there's a coup d'etat and Zviad Gamsakhurdi was overthrown and possibly murdered or committed suicide. Edvard Shevardnadze, that Soviet apparatchik, took over. And Kosovo could have been bought. These soldiers weren't paid for months at a time. No doubt the Western, probably intelligence agencies, did form some networks, probably did recruit some double agents back then. But it's really not true. There's this myth of Russian humiliation, which even at the time was illegally occupying Moldova and illegally occupying some of Georgia, Abkhazia and South Ossetia. But Western countries just shrugged it off. These are faraway countries of which people knew little. It was much more important to build a cordial relationship with Russia. There was even talk of Russia joining NATO or the European Union. Who actually saved Russia? Who bailed Russia out with these emergency loans? But the IMF and the IMF, not IVF, International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, which were obviously mainly controlled by the United States, other Western countries such as France, Germany, the United Kingdom, to a lesser extent Japan, although Japan's a Western country, China not being very strong at the time. So there's really no end that the war is in sight. And he didn't actually talk about victory, so that was quite telling. He thought he'd try and get people fist pumping and saying, yeah, we're going to win. So they're just going to carry on. But it was a very lengthy journey through history, mentioning Catherine the Great, all sorts of figures, the First World War, the Second World War, the Russian Civil War, independence, how unreasonable Western countries are, that Russia patiently strove to implement the Minsk agreements and so on. And when it's extended the hand of friendship, when it's held out the olive branch, this has been thrown back in Russia's face time and time again. So it's Ukraine's fault for being a free country. It's Ukraine's fault for being independent. It's Ukraine's fault for having human rights. It's Ukraine's fault for having free and fair elections, because that's a really dangerous example, because then Russians might ask for the same. He did talk about economic difficulties in Ukraine, and yes, some Ukrainians have gone abroad to get more money, but they wouldn't have such economic difficulties, I suppose, if Russia hadn't been attacking them, hadn't been manipulating oil and gas prices, if Putin hadn't tried to murder their president with poison way back in 2004. But there we go. So it really is all the fault of this barbarous Russian regime. So not much to change there. A fairly uninteresting speech. We've seen Biden's retort. So these are really spurious reasons that Putin was offering us for his unprovoked war of aggression. Thanks for watching my channel. So please subscribe on Patreon. Make sure you watch everything and make sure you donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.